From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Fierce gun battles erupted on the streets of Beirut today. The fighting is said to be some of the worst the city has seen since the civil war in Lebanon ended in 1990. Nick Blanford of the Christian Science Monitor joins us now from Beirut. Nick, who's doing the fighting right now?
Well, it's basically the partisans of Hezbollah, which is a Shia organization backed by Iran and Syria, and its ally, the Amal movement, which is also another Shia organization, against the Future movement, and this is the largest Sunni political party in Lebanon. So at the moment, it's very much a Shia-Sunni confrontation. The Christians, who are divided between supporters of the government and supporters of the opposition, are staying out of the fighting for now.
And where is the fighting located? It sounds like it's taking place in a fairly tony part of the city.
Well, it began in mixed Sunni-Shia neighborhoods in the center of town. These have been quite volatile spots for some time. This political crisis, of course, has been going on for months. And there have been incidents almost on a daily basis in these neighborhoods where there's intense friction between supporters of Hezbollah and Amal against the supporters of the Future movement. So the fighting began in earnest this evening, early evening, shortly after Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, gave a televised press conference in which he basically declared that the government has effectively declared war on Hezbollah by seeking to dismantle Hezbollah's private telephone network. The moment he'd finished his press conference, fighting broke out, and it very quickly spread into other areas of West Beirut.
There's been instability and chaos in Lebanon for some time. There have been other street battles, but why is there the concern or the worry that in this case it might lead to an all-out civil war?
Well, the feeling is that the crisis has been going on now for 18 months or so, has come to a head. We've had a political gridlock, and this crisis began over the weekend when a leading pro-government figure, Walid Jumblat, who's the head of Lebanon's Druze community, leveled some very tough allegations against Hezbollah. These included allegations about Hezbollah's private telephone network. He accused Hezbollah of monitoring Beirut airport with security cameras with a possible view of kidnapping people there. And this was followed up 2 days later by the government deciding that Hezbollah's private telephone network was illegal and declaring that they were going to launch an investigation into these allegations of Hezbollah monitoring the airport. Hezbollah reacted extremely angrily. They said that their communications network was part of their resistance against Israel and had the same status, in other words, that it was untouchable. So Hezbollah's partisans came out on the streets yesterday as part of a general strike about a protest against increasing prices in Lebanon. But it very swiftly took on a political edge with Hezbollah's partisans blocking the main roads in Beirut, sealing off the airport. The airport is now barricaded, and no flights have been coming in and out since yesterday. And neither side is willing to back down.
Are civilians caught up in the middle of this? What's life like in the city?
Well, life right now has come to a complete halt. Many Lebanese, of course, this is conjuring up terrible memories of what happened during the 1975-1990 civil war. And so everyone is staying at home, and there's no traffic out there. I live near a main road, which is normally humming with traffic at this time of the evening, and it's completely empty. And the only sound we can actually hear from my apartment is the rattle of machine gun fire and the sound of exploding rocket shell grenades and mortars.
Nick, how might this be resolved? Is there a military or a political solution?
There's no military solution. I think everyone accepts that. And in some way, what is happening now is a cathartic release after 18 months of a political gridlock. Now, whether anybody is going to step in, be it an outside power, be it from the West or an Arab country, to step in and try and forge some kind of ceasefire, some kind of compromise, we'll have to wait and see, but there doesn't seem to be much international initiative to try and quell the fighting now.
Nick Blanford is the Beirut correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. He's also the author of Killing Mr. Lebanon. Nick, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.